Hi, this is Christian Doidge and you're listening to the Cymru Leagues podcast.
Hi, Nikki Johns yma, a ti'n gwrando ar podlediad Cymru Leagues.
Hi, this is Chloe O'Connor and you are listening to the Cymru Leagues podcast.
Shumai, Emlyn Lewis yma, a da chi'n gwrando ar podlediad Cymru Leagues.
Hello and welcome back to the latest edition of our Getting to Know series on the Cymru Leagues podcast. We've dusted off our mics for the first episode of 2021 and the 29th episode in the series. Today we have a very special guest joining us from the Welsh Premier Women's League. Our guest is a die-hard Swansea City fan playing for Cardiff Met Women's and has represented her country alongside some of our nation's greatest ever players. And she's numerous outings in the Women's Champions League, representing our National League to her name as well. After 2 years out of the game and battling to come back from a shock injury, today's guest returned to the league last summer and was on fire for the Archers before lockdown put a stop to the action. She's had quite the journey, but she's still only 26. Let's get to know a little bit more about Cardiff Met Women's Chloe O'Connor.
Well, Chloe, I guess I should start a bit belatedly, really, with a welcome back. You know, it's great to have you back on a football pitch, and you've been smashing it as well. How have you found it? Have you enjoyed, obviously, the journey to come back and coming back?
Yeah, it's been really good, thank you. You know, I was out for so long. I think it was 2 years in the end. So it was a long time to be out for, and it sort of just got taken away from me, really. But yeah, I think that's why I've come back, and I'm really, really enjoying it, because I think it's just, I appreciate it a bit more. And yeah, it's been really good. You know, it's Cardiff Met, I went back to in August. There were loads of new faces, players and coaches, and I probably knew about five girls, so it was a bit different to when I was in university when I was playing for them. But no, we are a new team, and we are getting used to each other now, and you know that, I think that's starting to show on the pitch as well.
We'll touch on, you know, why you had to step away later on, I guess. But I thought it was really interesting that before, obviously, you had your injury, you were scoring a lot of goals and, you know, in big games and stuff. And you've come back and I think you've got a goal a game in the league already. I'm not sure what your other stats are, but you've really hit the ground running as well. So, you know, it's like you've never been away in a way.
Yeah, I think before my injury, honestly, I didn't feel like I was in the best of forms. Well, one of them was because I was constantly in pain. But like fitness-wise, I was way off where I should have been. And that's why sort of lockdown before going back to football, I just fully concentrated on the fitness side of things and really using that time as much as possible to make sure that I wasn't lacking in that area. But yeah, like you said, I'm really, really, really enjoying it. It's good for me to contribute to the goals as well. And yeah, I think the big thing for me is the confidence side of things. I've got a lot more confidence in myself this season than I've ever had before as well. Like I am playing a bit more towards the strikers, even though I am classed as a centre midfielder. I do like to go up top a little bit. And I think the girls will probably tell you that as well. Like I'm not a big fan of defending. But no, you know, we have got two very good holding midfielders, so it does allow me to push up a little bit more and have that freedom to create chances and you know, score goals as well.
Was it your first game back you had a hat-trick, or was it one of the first?
I think it was one of the first. It wasn't the first game back. That was Shannon Evans. She had a hat-trick against Kincoyd. She scored a hat-trick. I think we won 4-0 in the end. Yeah, it was good to get a hat-trick, and I think that's added to my scoring, really. I don't think I'm really on a goal per game, but yeah.
Well, it's five goals in five games, so spin it how you like.
Yeah, no, the hat-trick was against Cascade. I don't know if it was a cup game or not, I can't remember.
Let's go back to you know the beginning, I guess. Where did Chloe's love affair with football begin?
Well, my dad and I got two brothers as well, so they're big football fans. So I think I actually joined a team when I was 5 years old. But before then, I was constantly playing football in the garden, and I was always in tracksuit bottoms, and I always carried a football wherever I went to, really. But yeah, I joined a boys' team when I was 5 years old. And I played in a boys' team, a local grassroots team, until I was 13, when we had to go to girls' football. Yeah, I moved to a girls' team when I was 13 years old, Llandoch Colts, they called. And then I went to Llangafelach. Just before I was 16, I joined Swansea Ladies. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Swansea City as well. And growing up, I was always down the Vetchfield with my dad. You know, I had a season ticket holder at the Liberty. So yeah, football for me has always been part of my life.
I mean, you say you're a Swansea City fan. I think that's a bit of an understatement. I watched Swansea against Cardiff with you, and I remember how into it you were. So you're a very big fan of them, aren't you?
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was in Colliers Park, wasn't it? Yeah, no, I do love the Swans, and I used to go home and away, you know, to all the Swans games with my dad, and now with my partner, he's a massive Swans fan as well. So yeah, whatever games we can go to, we'll attend.
And it must have been quite surreal then for your first sort of venture into senior football, I guess, to be with Swansea.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was a big honour for me to really be a part of that team at such a young age as well. And I remember at 16 years old, when I first joined, they actually won the Welsh Women's Premier League. I wasn't part of that team, but because I think I joined in the summer, and yeah, so obviously in the summer then we go to Champions League, and he actually took me to Cyprus, and I was only 16. So yeah, it was quite a big thing, you know, for such a youngster to go and play Champions League football in a hot country. So, and I actually scored as well. I think it was the last game of that tournament. I think we won like 3-4-1. And yeah, I scored. So it was huge for me. And yeah, it was a massive honour to play for Swansea City, like, you know, growing up, watching them, you know, watching the men's and supporting the men's team. So, and then at 18 then, when I went to university, I decided to move away and play for Cardiff Met.
Going from Swansea to Cardiff, you're a brave, brave girl.
Yeah, it's slightly different because I think it's more Swansea and the Bluebirds Cardiff. But yeah, there is a big rivalry between Swansea ladies and Cardiff Met women.
It's interesting you said that. I was wondering before we came on how old you must have been when you started playing, you know, senior football. You've been at this level for 9 years now, isn't it? It's gone really quickly.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, so I was 16 and I'm 26 now, so 10 years. But yeah, I played for Cardiff Met for 4 years, and at that time, after the fourth year, I just sort of wanted a different challenge. And I decided to go to Cardiff City Ladies, the one in the English Premier League, just for a different, you know, challenge and a change, really, which I thoroughly enjoyed. But I did have a lot of back pain, and I think, you know, I didn't really play the best of my football because of that, I was in so much pain every game, really. I had 2 years out, and I decided, you know, Cardiff Met was the team for me to go back to, because I know I enjoyed it so much. I knew that the coaches were like really good coaches, and facility setup was really good as well. So
Cardiff Met's a really interesting story for me, both in the men's and the women's game. I think the men's team in particular in recent years have obviously had headlines for how they've come into the, you know, top flight and what they've done. It's a university renowned for like the sporting side of it anyway, I guess. But what is it about the culture there that like enables them to be so good at sport as a university, I guess? And obviously you've seen the football side more than most, but what is it that makes them so successful?
You know, it helps when you're in a team with a group of girls where it's not just about the football. So like when I was there, I was, you know, we all lived with each other, and we were in halls with each other, and you know, nearly every day we'd be together, going to lectures and, you know, going out for food or going out together. It's not just a football club. It's all that as well, in the background. And yeah, like I said before, the facilities there are just are excellent. And you won't get that anywhere else really in Wales. You know, there's only a couple of universities at that standard. So yeah, it is. It's a really good place to go to, and it'll always be a part of me, really.
One team you've played for that you haven't mentioned yet is obviously your country. That must have been very, very special for you, and you played alongside some super players as well. Can you just talk to me about that experience?
So back in 2016, I got a call up from Jane Ludlow at the time to go to the Cyprus Cup, which was quite a surprise for me, really. You know, I was doing okay in the league. I really didn't think I was doing, you know, that well. But yeah, it was a big surprise. And I went to the Cyprus Cup, and there was players such as, you know, Tash Harding, Sophie Ingle, Angara James, Helen Ward, Kaylee Green. They were big names, and Jess Fishlock, another one. Yeah, you know, huge names. And they've done really well for Wales, and I thoroughly enjoyed the experience. And it was always a dream for me to play for my country and represent my country. I played youth level for Wales, but that at that point, you know, I was about 21, and I would always say to myself, I'd love to play for Wales one day. And luckily it did come round, and, you know, a lot of hard work went into it, you know, with Cardiff Met, not just a Sunday league. It's the Bucks league as well, which is every Wednesday. So at that season, I was playing at least 180 minutes a week. You know, I was feeling good, and feeling good fitness wise as well. So yeah, it was a great opportunity for me to play for Wales, and one that I'll always remember.
You mentioned that you, in passing a couple of times now, that obviously you had some back pain some years ago that eventually led to you having to stop playing. I mean, what was that like for you to go through in terms of, you know, the realization that you would have to stop? Because, I mean, you're back now, thankfully, but at the time, what was it like for you to sort of process? Because, you know, you were, as modest as you are, you were doing really well at the time as well. So it must have been difficult for you to process.
Yeah, it was really hard. It was a tough year for me. Well, a tough 2 years for me, really. So I was playing for Cardiff City Ladies at the time, and I just felt some. It was my first game. We were playing West Ham away, and I just felt some back pain. Didn't think anything of it. Just thought it was, you know, tight muscles or something. The next day, I woke up and it had gone. Continued training, continued playing that season, and yeah, there were some days where I could barely walk. There were some days after training where I'd go in the car and I'd have to sit there for about half hour just for the pain to go, because I couldn't even drive home. So I knew there was something not right with my back. I knew it wasn't just, you know, a muscle tear or a pulled muscle. So I went to a couple of physios, and I got told a few things. You know, one of them said I could have broken my ribs. One of them said, you know, I could have pulled the big muscle in the back. And then I actually went to another physio, and he said, you could have a stress fracture. You need to get a scan. So I played that season from August to the April for Cardiff City Ladies in so much pain. And I don't know why I left it for that long. You know, I should have got a scan ages and ages before I did. So yeah, I got the scan a year after, in the August, a year after, just thinking, you know, this isn't going to be anything serious. He's just going to tell me, you know, just rest for 6 weeks, you'll be fine. And then when my results came, I was actually, at the time, I was working away in Moldova with the under-16s boys. And, you know, I just cancelled it. I cancelled the appointment. I said, oh, I'll go in a couple of weeks, thinking, you know, it's not going to be anything serious anyway. So I went back then in a couple of weeks. And he got me into the appointment. And he sort of just told me, there is something there. We have found something on your spine. And you're going to have to take it seriously. You're going to have to think of the worst. And I thought, no, it can't be happening. You know, because I really, really didn't think it was that serious, because there were some days in that year where I thought, you know, I didn't have a back problem. But there were other days where, you know, I could barely get out of bed. And then, yeah, I got rushed to the hospital then for more scans and more tests. And in the end, they did find out that it was a benign tumour on the spine, which luckily was the best outcome, really. I was in hospital then New Year's Day, having the operation. The operation was 5 hours long. I was in hospital for a week after that, just to be monitored. I had a few issues after the operation, you know, because it was quite a big op to go through. And, you know, my surgeon told me that I'd be back playing football within 6 months. But unfortunately, it took about 18 months to go back playing football, which was fine, because for me, football was at the back of my head, and it was just about getting back to being healthy and just being able to walk, you know, without being in pain. And yeah, it did take a while for the recovery, you know, for even for me to walk without being in pain. I didn't even think about running, never mind, you know, playing football. But yeah, it did take a while for me to get over it. But it was when the first lockdown hit back in March, you know, I was on furlough with work, and I thought, I can't really waste all this time doing nothing. And I just really focused on getting my back to where it should be. Did lots of Pilates, yoga sessions. And then finally then just started running gradually and building it up that way. But yeah, it was a nice period for me those couple of years. But, you know, thankfully that's in the past, and it's something that I've luckily got over. And it could have been a lot worse, but yeah, I was very lucky.
No, and I think, like I said to you before we start recording, I think the work you've put in to get back is incredible, you know, and I've seen people saying the same to you on social media and stuff like that, and, you know, it's true.
Yeah, but I think, like, you sort of have to, haven't you? You know, you can't take it for granted. You can't just, you know, go for these runs and think that everything would be fine, because you do have to go through the hard work to get to the good.
Speaking of work, I mean, one thing that kept you in touch with the game when you were injured, I guess, was your job. You know, you as you alluded to, you do work in football. And you mentioned earlier, like, the opportunities that you had when you were coming up, sort of, you know, what you had to play with boys and then going to a girls' team and so on. What you've seen, though, with your job and, you know, the young players that you've seen, I mean, how have things changed, or how are things changing, do you think, in terms of opportunities that kids have now compared to, you know, when you were their age?
Yeah, definitely. There's so much more out there now for young kids, and especially young girls, to have opportunities just to play with their friends. You know, it doesn't have to be competitive. I never had that as a child. I always got pushed into playing boys football, and, you know, you have to win every game. And yeah, so it's great for me to be working with the FAW Trust in that area to provide more opportunities for young girls and young boys. And to increase participation in Wales. Hopefully then, in a couple of years' time, we will see the standard growing. We will see participation increases as well. And, you know, like the Welsh Premier Women's League is always, the standard's always growing in the league. And, you know, that's down to the work that goes on behind the scenes.
And how much have you, obviously, you've been, like we said earlier, you've been in the league for quite some time now. How have you seen that standard and, you know, the reach of it as well, particularly this year, because obviously there's been live games on television and so on as well. How have you seen the product, I guess, of the Welsh Premier Women's League improve in that time?
Yeah, it's grown massively since I was, you know, 16, 17, playing for Swansea City Ladies. You know, you've got huge media coverage now. That was never there before. You have photographers attending every game, doing reports every game. And like you touched on with Scorio, putting that live game on, you know, on air was huge for the league. And not just the live game, you know, they do the highlights as well. So yeah, it's growing massively, and hopefully it can keep going in the right direction. And also, you know, with the new structure coming in place next season with the Tier 2 and the Under-19s league, that again will be a massive boost for our league, and hopefully increase standards again, as well as, you know, players, as well as coaches and facilities.
When you look back on everything that you've experienced in football, I mean, multiple Champions Leagues, and you obviously played for your country, and you've won cups and leagues and so on. And what are the highlights for you? What stands out as the best things?
Obviously, playing for Wales has to be up there, I think. You know, there's no other better feeling than playing for your country. But yeah, like you said, playing in Champions Leagues, you know, it's a huge experience for any player. And it's something that I'll always remember, playing in Champions Leagues, because, you know, it's not just about the football. You get 10 days away from, you know, from reality. And, you know, you're with your team for 10 days. So it's a real good laugh. But the standard is huge. It's a big jump from the league games to Champions League. And obviously the pre-season beforehand, you know, that takes place, and that's quite intense. When I was in university, I think we were training like four or five days a week, you know, with the pre-season games as well, leading into the Champions League, because you have to, otherwise you'll never be prepared for those type of games, because they're on a different level. But like more recently, I think with the Champions League, the games are getting a lot closer to what they were before. I remember we were in Portugal and we lost 10-0 to Standard Liège, and honestly, it was the hardest game I've ever played in my life. But you don't really see that anymore. They are closer games, and that just goes to prove really that the league has really increased the standard of the players. So yeah, the Champions League qualifications are up there as well. And what the one that always stands out for me is when we hosted it at home in Cardiff Met, because big crowds there, you know, the media were all over it. And yeah, it was really nice to play at home, and, you know, family and friends could come and watch. I think the other one for me would be the League Cup final against Abergavenny. We won 4-2 in the Cardiff City Lechwe Stadium. And I just remember scoring a free kick. So that stands out for me as well.
you're 26 now, you're entering your prime, as they'd say. Looking forward, I mean, obviously you're just enjoying being back at the moment, I guess, and being back on the pitch. But looking for in longer term, what would you like to achieve going forward on a personal level? Is there anything, left to do, I guess, that you want to do?
Yeah, at the minute, like you said, I am just fully enjoying football and just concentrating on, you know, getting past game by game, really, and just staying healthy. And because, you know, I could, one game, it could mean that, you know, I hurt my back and that's it for me, you know, do you know what I mean? So I think, like, I appreciate every single game that comes around now, and not just the games, it's training as well. But obviously, you know, if I had a Wales call up, I'm not going to turn it down, am I? So, yeah, it would be nice to have a Wales call up, I think, and continue just playing for Cardiff Met and doing really well and winning as many cups as we can and winning the leagues, you know, nearly like try and win the leagues every year and play competitive football in the Champions League. I think one thing that I would love to do is get out of that group in Champions League. Cardiff Met were very close to do it. I think 2 years ago, they were really close to getting out of that group. So that's probably the aim for us as a team is to get out of that Champions League group and progress onto the last 32.
You mentioned you appreciate even the training sessions and so on now. Do you feel like you appreciate the game and being able to play and all this stuff more now, given what you've been through than you did before, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I probably took it for granted a little bit. And like when I explained about my back, it was like my life had turned upside down and just with a 5 minute chat with somebody, you know. So, yeah, I do take every training session, every game as it comes. And I'm fully enjoying it now. And like my confidence levels have grown loads. Yeah, I'm just going into every game and I'm giving my everything. And yeah.
I guess just finally, I mean, obviously you've talked about what you'd like to achieve. I mean, where do you see women's, girls, football in Wales? Like, where do you see that going over the next, say, five, 10 years or so? Where would you like to see that grow to?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, the Welsh Women's Premier League will grow now with a new Tier 2 structure and the Under-19s League come in. That will have a big impact. And, yeah, hopefully the league standard will grow and we can get more players involved in the international setup as well. Because at the minute, there's always been one or two players that have been involved in the senior team. So yeah, I think if we were able to get more players involved in the Wales setup, you know, even from under 10s, 19s, and the women's team, that I think that would be a massive help for us.
Well, look, I'm really glad we got you on. I'm really glad we got to speak to you. Speak for everyone, I think, saying that we're really, really pleased you're back and, you know, that you're doing so well. Well, I'm sure I'll see you somewhere when life's back to normal again.
And hopefully,
yeah. And until then, keep that goal a game average going.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So there we are. That was Chloe O'Connor. What a journey she's had and what a player. Hopefully we'll get to see her, Cardiff Met, and all of the Welsh Premier Women's League back in action soon, as well as the rest of Welsh football, of course. We'll be back soon with another episode of our Getting to Know series. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, be sure to subscribe to stay up to date with the latest episodes. Until next time, take care.